It's good to see you. When I'm in church, usually I meditate in the back, behind the altar, as each of you come to church. And sometimes I think to myself, do you realize, each of you, what a statement of faith you make when you decide, I will go to the house of the Lord and I will profess my faith and my belief in Him, and I will give an example of encouragement to my brothers and sisters in faith. So it's good to see you today, and it's encouraging for me to see you. Quite a few years ago, there was a radio personality that used to finish his broadcast with a phrase that went something like this: keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. In the Christian faith, one of the great blessings is that it is not just faith out there. It is not simply a belief in things you can't see, but our faith is rooted in things and in people we can see. In ancient times, the early monastics used to say, after morning prayers, I am going to worship God. And what that meant was that some were going to the bakery, some were going to the observatory to look at the stars, some were going to study biology and botany, some were going to write music, but for each of them, their expression of faith was rooted in things that you can see, you can touch, and you can express your faith in. And so, in all the spiritual literature of the early monastic period, the salvation is always worked out in your chosen state of life. In other words, if you were a teacher, your salvation depended how much you studied your subject and how much you loved your students. If you were a biologist, it was rooted in how much effort you put into the study of your subject for the benefit of others. If you worked in the bakery, how you baked and how much love you put in the work for others. So the question that we can each ask ourselves is, how much love do I put into the work that I have chosen as God's vocation for me? He called each of you to work in your chosen field. And sometimes people forget that is your worship, that is your church, that is the place where you proclaim your belief in God by caring for His children. How many dedicated scientists, teachers, historians have given hours of time for the benefit of humanity? That is worship. That is the celebration of your vocation. And the reason this is important is because in religion there is no room for laziness. There is no room for a religion that changes nothing in your life nor in the world around us. Because when people see your dedication, and you will be asked sometimes the question, why do you work so hard? Why do you work in the laboratory, in the classroom, in your place of business? And if you respond, for the love of Christ, for the love of my neighbor, to prove to people that I really believe, to express my faith in the good that God has called me to do, then perhaps they will say this: I may not believe everything you believe, but I believe in you. And that is the way Christians preach the gospel, by keeping your feet firm. firmly rooted on the ground in the work that Christ called you to do, but reaching for the stars by your intention, dedicating your effort and your commitment to your work to the Lord, to the gospel, and to your fellow human beings. That is faith. That is love. That is something you can touch. That is something you can believe in. And that is a beautiful way to preach the gospel. Keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars by dedicating your life to the gospel and to your fellow men and women. Slava Isusu Christu. Slava.